Hi, it's Mike. This is a response, a reply to Simon SM2N on the little discussion, as it were, I'm having with problems uploading audio booths using other recording apps, for example, WavePad or, in my case, Fire 2. Simon, thanks for getting back to me on that. There does seem to be a kind of, let's say, a kind of breakdown in communications, or maybe I wasn't, didn't make things really clear. I'll try and clarify, and rather than try and remember exactly what you said, I'll try and reply to the things I do remember, or clearly remember. First thing I'd like to clarify, Simon, is the WavePad one. I know you recorded that in WavePad, and I was under no misapprehension or misunderstanding that you were trying to flog me WavePad. I've already got WavePad, and Dean Reed uses it, and he's quite happy with it. I really appreciate you weren't trying to do that, absolutely. And as to my comments on the quality, then again, it was no reflection on what you did or anything. I was basically just saying to you that the quality wasn't good for whatever reason, and I wasn't saying that it was due to WavePad or due to anything. I was just basically just being polite and letting you know that the quality wasn't good for whatever reason. So I hope that clarifies up the WavePad issue there. The discussion and then the problems, as it were, with Fire 2 app and getting that to Audio Boot. In Fire 2, what you do basically is it has a recording app. It's very, very complex if you want it to be, very professional. And the editing suite is absolutely amazing on it, it's great. But the idea then is once you've done that, you then get that to iTunes. Into my Mac, and from there I can leave it in iTunes, or I can drag it to my desktop, and then I can go to AudioBoo and I can upload a file. The choice is to record or upload. I can then upload and drag that file in, and that's what I was doing. So I wasn't using it I wasn't using email as a host, as it were, to get the AudioBoo up there. I was actually using AudioBoo itself, AudioBoo's uploader. And that was the problem. It was AudioBoo itself that was saying. Understand, if I'm reading correctly, that is done through AudioBoo's own BooMail, if that's correct. I didn't know that. I didn't know how they did it, to be honest with you, really, because I'd never really had such problems before. So if that's the case, then it's either AudioBoo's uploader, web uploader, or it's BooMail. And thereby, Mark Rock states that the upload limit file size on that is 70 megabytes. So it's not my own email client, as it were. So no matter what it is with AudioBoo, the limit is on AudioBoo itself and the 70 megabytes. And Mark Rock actually did get back to me. I haven't got back to him yet because I've been so busy today. I'm just actually heading home just now. It's been one of those days. And he did get back and say that the problem may be down to my email client, which has its own limits. Well, I know it does, but I'm not sending it through my own. I'm not emailing it to AudioBoo. I'm basically importing the file from my iTunes or from my Mac into AudioBoo, and therefore whatever AudioBoo uses, that is where the problem is. So if that clarifies the part about whether I'm trying to email it through my email client or whether I'm putting it direct with the AudioBoo, then I'm putting it direct through AudioBoo. And it seems that Mark Rock may be slightly confused as to how I'm doing it as well, since he says it may be down to my email. Well, I don't know. Maybe there's a link up. Maybe BooMail ties into my mail client, and therefore BooMail has an upload of 70 megabytes limit, but it's using my email client. In my main case, it's btinternet.com, and if it's using that, and then there's a tie into that, and then I know there is a limit with that because I'm actually trying to solve a problem for Paul O'Mahony at the moment. I have solved that problem, and I have to get back to Paul on it. But, so therefore I do know, and I know there's a workaround on that. It's not ideal, but there's a workaround for Paul, for his particular and personal problem. So if that clarifies that, now, where does that leave us? It leaves us with Fire 2 and that particular app. And yes, Simon, you can select how you want to put it across. You've already mentioned the ones I mentioned as AIFF, as AAC, Apple Zone, and WAV files, which are all big. But you can also send it as compressed as in a podcast format. What I'm guessing with the podcast format is it's knocking it down to MP3, and which is perfect for audiobook, and it's accepted readily. So that's how my workaround was to alter the conversion to podcast quality, and no problems whatsoever after that with audiobook. I don't have a problem doing that because basically I'm only using the Fire app to, excuse me while I bump up the pavement here, because I'm just passing the Highland Games and there are cones are everywhere and there is absolutely no parking space for this little store I'm going into. I'm going in for a cold beer, by the way. I really need one, just one. I apologise for the noise from the fans. They're working overtime. Aircon or air climate control is working overtime here to try and keep the car cold. Simon, I can actually, I'm only using the Fire app for editing the recordings, and if it means any, then I have to convert to MP3 or podcast quality, then that's exactly what I'll do. I haven't got a problem with that. Basically what I was asking was, I was asking Matt Rock, is it possible for AudioBoo to accept that larger size? And I suppose I need to get back to Matt Rock now and get him to clarify what he meant by it could be my email client. Because I'm then confused as to, is Boomail actually using my client, or is Boomail a separate entity, or how it goes. So I'll get back to Matt Rock on that. So I hope that helps, Simon, to clarify the situation that I can clearly remember that within your boo that referred to my boo. And if there's anything I've forgotten about, please get back to me. It's great to have these dialogues, it's great to have the discussions, and it's actually great to have your input. You've obviously got a great technical background regarding these things, which I don't, and so I really appreciate anybody who goes out their way to help me to get my audio sorted, because I'm really big into the audio. I really want to do so much, and so anybody that helps me, I'm really appreciative, and I have to thank you so much. So I'm going to end this just now and go and get my cold beer and get back and hopefully chill for the rest of the evening by the pond. Okay, I'll leave it at that. Thanks again.
Bye
for now.